The Lord, everybody. I heard Brittany say, give him your best praise, man. We got to give God our best praise. Hallelujah. Give him your best. He gave his best. Hallelujah. He gave his all. Hallelujah. Brittany say, give your best praise. Hallelujah. Glory. We do thank the Lord. We praise the Lord today for what he has done. Amen. We serve a risen Savior. He's alive and well. Amen. We thank God for this Resurrection Sunday. Thank the Lord for you all to come out today. And you know, it's just amazing how this time come up on us so quick. I mean, we observe this time in remembrance of what our Savior did. But how many know you ain't got to wait till Easter Sunday? Amen. We remember every day what he did. Amen. Amen. Every time you wake up, every time you roll over, every time you say, ouch, you remember what he did for you. Amen. God is a good God. And so we do thank the Lord for what he has done. Man, it's just amazing how you just reflect. You know, you have reflections, you know, when you about somebody's life, his life. And he had a rough life. You know, Jesus had a rough life just because of you and me. You know, I mean, he came down here and left everything that he had and gave it up. And somebody asked the question, you know, did he really want? Yeah, he wanted to, but he knew what he had to go through. And so the flesh that he was in, that we are in, gonna always say no to pain. He's going to always say, no, I don't want to do that. He asked his father, you know, if you, Lord, Father, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, let your will be done. He asked three times. He knew what he had to go through. Amen. God knew what he had to go through. I mean, a lot of times, sometimes when we start off in something, we know what we got to go through, but sometimes we don't know enough. You know, starting is kind of easy sometimes. Amen. I know sometimes starting can be hard. You know, but sometimes starting can be so easy to where you just overlook or you just can't see further down the road. Amen. But man, once you get into something, come on, you want to turn back. You want to say, I don't want to do this no more. But Jesus never, never had that thought. He didn't never want to turn back. And in fact, he rebuked Peter. You know, Peter didn't know what he was doing. You know, he rebuked Peter. He said, look, I got to do this. Should I not drink of my father's cup that he has prepared for me? Amen. So we thank the Lord for what he did for us. Amen. Grace and mercy. Mercy that we don't deserve. Grace that we don't deserve. His goodness and his mercy following us all the days of our life. Amen. Even before we said yes, it was following you. Even before you'd even thought about saying yes, when you was out there in the street doing what you're doing, grace and mercy, goodness and mercy was following you around, keeping you and protecting you. Amen. You know, so for that alone, we need to praise God. You know, we didn't know. We just thought, well, we're going to get to this point. Something had to bring us here. Amen. Something had to watch over us so we can get here. We didn't do this on our own. Amen. It was him. It was him on the cross. I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about it is finished. But I'm going to read. I'm going to be in Luke 14, chapter 14, verse 25. And then we're going to go to John 19:30. We do appreciate the Lord and what he's done for us. You know, us personally, what he did for the world. Amen. He even did for the generation that's not even here yet. You know, he sees so far down the line. He's a good God. Let us stand for them. Let's go before the throne of God. Let us pray. If you are able. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord God, yet again, God, for allowing us to be here, God. Jesus, we just thank and appreciate you so much for standing in our stead. We thank you for bearing the cross, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for enduring the pain, God, the suffering, Lord God, that we should have endured, God, that we couldn't endure, God, but we should have been on that cross, Lord. We should have been on Calvary, Lord. But God, you came down in our stead, Lord God. You stood, God, where we should be standing. And for that, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. And Lord, you said it is finished on the cross, Lord God. Everything that the Father had for you to do, God, you accomplished it. And Lord, everything, God, that you have for us to do, God, we're going to accomplish it, God. David said, perfect that which concerns me. The Lord will perfect it. So, Lord God, we thank you for perfecting, God, what concerns us, Lord. And we just thank you for giving your life that we may have life eternally, Lord. We thank you, God, for hanging your head, God. We thank you for bleeding, God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we don't leave you on that cross. Lord, you said it was finished on the third day, God. Oh, God, the first day of the week, Lord God, you got up out of the grave, God. And we thank you, Lord. You defeated death. We thank and praise you, God, for giving us life and life more abundant. We thank you for the eternal life that your life gave us, Lord God. We praise your name, God. And as we go to this word, God, we pray, God, that you will lead and guide us, Lord God. Speak through us, Lord, and to us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those, Father God, today, God, that are sick, God. Lord God, it's finished, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are distressed, Lord God, it's finished, Lord God. Those that are diseased, God, Lord, we know it's finished, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those, Father God, that are going through in their homes, Lord God, going through in their mind and their bodies. Lord God, we pray right now, God, that you would touch, Lord God, deliver, God, in the name of, we know you can, Lord God. Do what you only can do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praise your name and give you glory. Amen. Give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Give him some praise this morning. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. How many know it's a cost to follow Jesus? It takes something to follow him. You know, I used to hear it say, this ain't for the weak. This ain't for the doubtful. You got to count the cost. You know, when you're talking about following Jesus. But, you know, I said, Lord, even though we count the cost, I still want to follow you. You know, now I have that mindset, God, and that insight that you give me. Regardless of what I got to go through, I still want to follow you. Regardless of pain, God, that I have to endure, I still want to follow you. Amen. How many still want to follow God regardless what you got to go through? Amen. But there's a cost of following him. Verse 25 reads, and there went great multitudes with him. And he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And also do not, and whosoever do not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost whether he have sufficient to build it? Jesus said, listen here. If you don't deny your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your children, even your own self, he said, you can't be his disciple. He said, take up your cross and follow me. So many people now has took that cross up. Amen. But when things got tough and things got hard, they laid that cross down. It got too hard for them. Amen. It's getting too hard. It's getting rough out here. But how many know that you still can bear your cross? How many know that God gave you power, gave you authority, gave you strength to bear your cross? Amen. You can bear your cross. He said, for which of you intended to build a tower sitting not down first and counted the cost whether he have sufficient to build it? You know, so many people try to go and build this and they have a mind. I want to say is sometimes it's easy to start off on a project. I started many projects and it started off really easy. But boy, in the midst of that project, sometimes you feel like, well, they can keep the rest of the money. I'm done. You get tired sometimes. Things get rough sometimes. Amen. Amen. You got to count the cost. You got to be all in it. Amen. When you follow Jesus, you got to be all in it. You know, you got to be whatever it take, Lord. Help me to do it. He said, which of you who sit down to build a tower and first not count the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? He said, let's happily after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it. All that behold it began to mock it, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish it. He said, you might start off laying that foundation. It's all good and dandy laying the foundation. But what about the walls? What about the roofs? What about the nails? And what about all the tools you got to buy? Have you counted that cost? You know, they didn't add that into the building fund. Amen. And they didn't think about that they was going to need this type of screw, that type of screw. They didn't think about, you know, the finished product. Amen. They didn't know what they had to go through. And so people are saying, you know, you had a good start. Amen. But this man couldn't finish. How many know that what God started in you, he's going to complete it? Amen. Ain't nobody going to walk by you and laugh at you and say, you're not a finished product. You're a finished product already. Amen. You just don't know, but God is still working on you. God is still working. What God has started, what he's begun in you, he's going to complete it. Amen. He said, or what king going to make a war against another king, sit it not down first and consulted whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him with the meet him that cometh against him with 20,000, or else while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassador and desire conditions of peace. He said, now what king is this? What person is this going to start a war and not count that cost? You know, a lot of people saying the war that we started, they didn't sit down and count the cost. They thought it was going to be real easy and turn out to be so hard. Amen. You know, you sit down and, you know, you want to mess with the sleepy giant. We wake up that giant. You didn't count the cost. Amen. He said, it's better to make peace while you can. But what Jesus is saying is it takes something to follow him. You know, when you think about following Jesus, we got to be aware of the fact that things usually do get harder before they get easy. You know, it started off really good. You know, Paul said, you did run well. Amen. But what hindered you? Something's going to hinder you one day. Something going to try to stop you from serving God. Something going to stop you, going to try to stop you from coming to church. Something going to try to stop your praise. Something going to try to stop your worship. Amen. Paul said, you did run well. You know, but what hindered you from erring from the truth? You know. And so we got to be wise, amen, and know that it's going to get harder, amen. Jesus said in this world, in this life, you're going to have temptations and troubles. In this one, we got to know that we're going to have some opposition. We're going to have some trouble. But thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. He finished that on the cross, amen. It's all finished. All you got to do is endure it. And God is giving you the power to endure it, amen. And everything that you're working toward, it ain't going to come without a price. Everything costs. You know, don't be deceived when they say, well, you buy one, get one free. You paying for that second one. You ain't getting nothing free. It ain't nothing free in the world. It costs you to come to the world, and it costs you to leave this world. Isn't that something? You know, ain't nothing free. Amen. Amen. So whatever you do is going to come with a price. Especially when you're following Jesus. Amen. You know, a lot of times fear come. Amen. You know, the devil try to put fear in you. People try to put fear in you. They try to tell you what you can't do. What's impossible. You know, yes, it is impossible for me. But with God, all things are possible. So don't let the devil give you that, put that spirit of fear in you, because God is not giving you the spirit of fear. Amen. But he's giving you the spirit of love, joy, peace, and a sound mind. That's what he gave you. You know, this walk, this life also comes with opposition. It comes with a fight. Amen. You got to have, it comes by putting in hard work and dedication. It comes with setbacks and loneliness. It comes with people not understanding you. It comes with a lot, but you still got to be able to bear that cross. Amen. You still got to be able to follow Jesus, and you still can follow Jesus. So you got to count the cost of what it takes to walk with Jesus. On this journey, we're going to lose some loved ones. Amen. On this journey, we're going to lose some people. Amen. On this journey, you're going to have heartaches. You're going to have headaches. You're going to have mishaps. You're going to have some setbacks on this journey. But you still, when you're following Jesus, you know that you got to bear your cross and know that Jesus is giving you what it takes to bear your cross. Amen. You still going to be able to make it. You still going to be able to make it. All I'm telling you is you got to finish what you started. That's it. Jesus finished what he started. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 10 and 14. If you want to go there, Hebrews 10 and 14. You don't have to go through. We're going to have to go through. Jesus went through. Amen. He went through some stuff. He went through what we should have gone through. Amen. For by one offering he had perfected forever them that are sanctified. Another version says it like this. For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Those who are being made holy. He has made perfect that are being. Come on, somebody. He has already. It sounds like you already a finished product. Amen. It sounds like as long as you keep following Jesus, he said, look, he has made perfect forever. You made perfect. You already made perfect forever. Those who are being sanctified. What I'm trying to say, what Paul is trying to say, is that the stuff that you're going through is making you. Amen. It's making you. It's strengthening you. That's what it's doing. It's getting you to the finish line, because you already made perfect, he said. You know, you made perfect forever. Because you fall, that don't make you not, you know, perfect in God's eyesight. He's perfect in all his ways, but we ain't. But you're still being made. Amen. You're still being sanctified. You're being sanctified each and every day. Amen. Because you got to walk by faith. Each and every day you're being sanctified. You're being made. You know, but you got to finish what you started. And don't let your cross get too heavy. Don't let it get too rugged. Amen. Jackie was saying this morning that they said that the cross was about 300 pounds. You know, it takes something. Amen. You know, and not just, he wasn't bearing that cross. He bearing everything that came with the cross. The sins of the whole world. Amen. He was bearing your griefs. Amen. Your sorrows, your letdowns, you know, your reproaches. He was bearing all of that. So stop putting off things because they get too hard. It ain't too hard. He promised not to put on us more than we can bear. Amen. You know, it ain't too hard. Don't let the devil lie to you and say it's too hard. It ain't too hard. Amen. There is no temptation taking you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you more than you are able to bear. Amen. And he said he will make a way of escape so you can bear it. So your cross ain't too hard. Your cross ain't too heavy. It ain't 300 pounds. If it's 400 pounds, whatever it is, you can handle it. Amen. Tell the devil, whatever it is, I can handle my cross. Amen. Because Jesus is with me. You know, Jesus he's finished what he started. Amen. And so you got to finish what you started. Don't let this race get too hard to where you want to jump out of it. You want to quit. Amen. When we were raising our children and we would sit down and eat dinner and they would come, but they played and they said they want some more. And we look at the plate and said, you ain't finished what you started. You got to finish what's on your plate. And so many God's folk are putting too much on their plate. I know y'all have heard of that cliche. I got a whole lot on my plate. Say, how you doing, Brother Al? I got a lot on my plate. God don't want you having all that on your plate. He wants you to finish what you started. Amen. Just do the work that he got for you to do. Amen. You're going to get some more. I tell my kid, you can have some more, but you got to finish. You want some more Jesus, but you got to finish what you started. Amen. Finish this and God will move you on. Amen. Pass this test and he'll give you another test. Amen. That's what's going to be on your plate. Amen. So we got to stop piling stuff up on ourselves. Amen. Overloading ourselves. You know how you overload yourself? You feel like you just can't do nothing else. You can't think. You can't pray. You can't move. You want to just lay there and just think about all this stuff that's on your plate that you can't do nothing about. You know, it's when you got too much on your plate and you just can't handle it, it just goes to waste. Just take it to the trash and scrape it off. God don't want you to have too much on your plate. Amen. He don't want you with all of this worry, all of this concern. He handled all of that. Amen. He wants you to rest. Amen. He wants you to rest in him. That's what God is looking for you to do. Trust him. Trust him. That's what Job said. Though he slay me, yet would I trust him. All the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait. Nobody else. I'm going to wait until my change come. Amen. This cross ain't going to always be here. Amen. This cross, we're going to have to get that cross up. We're going to have to get off that cross like he did. We're going to have to rise one day like Jesus did. Amen. You ain't going to always be bearing that cross. But right now, bear your cross. Finish what you started. Amen. Don't be looking for seconds. Amen. When you got a lot of other stuff that you need to be completing. Amen. I want to play the drums. Ain't learned how to play the drums yet. I won't play the organ. Ain't learned how to play the organ yet. I won't play the flute. Ain't learned how to play the flute. Start with something and finish it. Amen. Start with something and accomplish that. Amen. Stop putting a lot of stuff on your plate. And your life can be just like a plate of food. If you don't finish what you started, it just keep on piling up on your plate. And you will know what to do. You know, people got all this stuff on their plate. They don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, Lord. You can take it to the Lord in prayer, and he's going to tell you what to do with it. He's going to tell you to lay it all at the altar. Amen. You know, and don't pick it back up. You know how we do? We go and throw stuff away. You know, we sit down for a while and have a good conversation, and you look over the stuff you just had on your plate, and you go back and get some more. Amen. Amen. Don't go and get no more. Leave it at the altar. Leave it right there. Amen. God will fix it for you. God wants to fix it for you. How many know that God want to fix it for you? How many know that God want to take what you got on your plate and do something with it? Amen. Amen. God wants to do something with you, with whatever you got on your plate. It ain't too much for him. So don't start getting nothing else before you finish what you started. Amen. You can't have too much for God. You can't have it. God can handle it. He can handle it all. Amen. This is what the Lord was saying about these men, these people here, about not counting the cost. And so many of his disciples don't count the cost. They didn't count the cost when Jesus was saying, you know, except that you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you can't be my disciple. And when they heard this, they thought, what is he talking about? He want us to be cannibal. You know, they didn't understand. They didn't hear him. The Bible said, he that has ears, let him hear. Amen. He that has eyes, let him see. So God, they didn't understand exactly what Jesus was saying. And so they said, these are hard sayings. You know, who can hear them? Who can understand them? You know, even if you don't understand some things, it's best to just lean on faith, ain't it? It's just trust what he's saying. That's what Mary said. Look, just do whatever he say. You know, I don't understand what this man is talking about, pouring some water in a bottle and he's going to give me some wine. If he said get some dirt or go get some rocks or take your shoe off and put it in there. And whatever God tell you to do, you just need to find yourself trying to do it. Amen. Just obey. That's what he's looking for. He ain't looking for you to understand it. Amen. You ain't going to never understand how he made water into wine. You ain't going to never understand how he poured it by his power. You ain't going to get that understanding. Says, who can hear this? You know, these are some hard sayings. And the Bible says when they said that many of his disciples, many of the people that believed on him, many of them left him. Don't let stuff get too hard. Don't let it press you out of measure. Even though we get ourselves in these things, most of the time, 99.999999% of the time, we get ourselves in this trouble. But he said it's finished. Amen. All you got to do is just give it to him. And a lot of times we don't know how to give it to him. Amen. But they said these are hard sayings and they left him, his disciples. You know, people are dropping them crosses left and right. Amen. People are turning their backs left and right. Amen. He said many of them left him. And he turned and he looked to the 12. How many of us are here? It's about. He turned and he looked at him and said, will you also leave me? Is it too hard for you? Is there anything too hard for you? It ain't too hard for you, Lord. Peter said, no, Lord. No. We ain't going to leave. You know, the words of life is with you. Where else we going to go? Where else can you go to get the help that you've been getting? Where else can you go to get your healing that the doctor said you can't have? Amen. Where else you going to go when you get your deliverance? Where else can you go? You got to go to Jesus. Amen. You got to go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. He said, no, the words of life is with you, Lord. He said, so Peter said, I ain't leaving. I ain't going nowhere. How many said, I ain't going nowhere. I don't care how hard it get out here. I don't care how tough it get. I ain't leaving. Amen. I'm not leaving you, Jesus, because the words of life is with you. Amen. Your word has brought me this far and it's going to carry me on. Amen. How many know that his word has been keeping you? It's been his word been watching over you. It's been his word that's been leading and guiding you. It's been Jesus and his word that's been with you. Peter said, no, Lord, I ain't going nowhere. I'm here to stay. How many are here to stay? You know, so many people have left already. Some people are gone. People used to be on fire for God, shouting. Well, we had this one brother, boy, he'd be shouting. don't sit on the bench with him if you don't want to. Back then we had them pews. You know what I'm talking about, Tawan? Had them pews, boy, and Spirit of the Lord hit him. Boom, we had them long pews. That whole pew be shaking. He be gone in the Lord. You know, people are leaving God. They are. People used to jump and shout, run. They ain't jumping and shouting and running no more for the Lord. They jumping and shouting, they running in clubs. They ain't going back to what they used to do. Like Peter said, you know what? After his resurrection, he said, I'm going fishing. So many God folks are going back fishing. Fishing for the loaves, not men. You know, Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men. But they went back fishing for the loaves. They went back to look and see what they can get. Amen. So many people are leaving. But Jesus said this, Jeremiah prophesied this. He said, God says, turn. Jeremiah 3:14. He said, turn, O backsliding children, said the Lord, for I am married unto you. Don't you know, even though that when you turn and go away, God is still married to you, he ain't divorcing you. Amen. He said he will heal in Hosanna. He said, look, Hosanna 14:4. He said, I will, not might, maybe, no ultimatums. I will heal their backslidings. That's what he said. I'm going to do it. God going to heal the backslidings. Those people that went, watch and see, God going to heal them because he said it. He said he was married to him. They belonged to him. Who can separate you from the love of God? Nobody can separate you from his love. Amen. He said, I will heal their backsliding. And look at this. He said, I will love them freely. He said, I love them freely. My anger is turned away from you. That's what he's saying. And don't be looking at what you did thinking that God don't love you no more. I'm going to love you freely. You was a liar, God still going to love you. You was a whoremonger, God loves you freely. Freely means he ain't made to love you. You know, he ain't, you know how we give sometimes? Give grudgingly. You know, or mama tell you to do something like, all right, shoot. Jesus don't do that. He don't say, all right, shoot, I'm going to love you. My arms are stretched out wide. He's waiting for people to turn. Amen. But you got to turn. You got to turn. He said, turn, oh backsliding. If you fall, he's there to pick you up. Amen. If you get lost, he's there to find you. Amen. Ain't nowhere you can go that God can't find you. You can't fall too deep where he can't reach down and get you up out of that gutter. Amen. So he's saying, turn. Turn back to me. Oh, backsliders, finish what you started. Keep your cross. Keep carrying your cross. Keep bearing your cross. Don't let what you start go to waste. Amen. And some of God's people are letting things go to waste that God put in their hearts to do. Dreams, ideas. We sit there. We got the greatest idea. God wants to use his people. He does. God wants to use us. That's why he give us. That's why he be giving you them dreams. That's why he be giving you those visions. You know, like, I got this idea. My brother had a great idea. I can say it now because I think he lost out on it. He would bring his dog out to our house. And I said, man, you got to get that up. And we don't leave that in the yard because my kids walk around the yard. And he said, when he came back, he said he developed. He said he had a vision. God showed him how, and I think it's out there, how he had something where he strapped on the back of the dog. And when the dog, like they got them things from them horses, when they poop, they go in the bag. But he didn't have to bend down and take the bag off. He had it all together. But God giving us ideas, amen. God give you, he give you something, boy, I tell you, that will make you rich. And most of the time, we want to work our brains out. Ain't nothing wrong with hard work, young men and women. But God got visions and dreams. He got things that he gave us, but we dropped off and we left them. Amen. God wants you to pick those things back up. It ain't too late. He wants you to start because if they got one, they got two. If they got two, they got three, four, and five. And yours can be in that number somewhere. Amen. It can be yours. It can be a Stoldry. It can be a D's. It can be a Gibbon. It can be a day. It can be anybody's. Amen. But God wants you to start. Amen. Start back up. Don't get done with it. Start what you finish. Amen. But you got to take small steps. Amen. You got to grow in grace. You know, you got to grow in grace. Jesus said, it is finished. So how many know it takes something? This walk is not a light walk. Amen. But you ain't walking alone. Jesus is walking with you side by side. Just like you got to recognize him. You know how he walked down that road and two of his disciples, they talking to him, they ain't recognize him. You got to recognize who you talking to. You know, you got to recognize you talking to the king. Amen. You got to recognize you talking to the creator and he will create stuff for you. He creates spaces for you. That's how I say I got my position I got. At work. You know, he created it for me. And I saw them guys walking up that hill, and this took this one guy forever to get up that hill. And I say, man, what department he work in? And they said, I'm like, oh, man, I'm in that department. I said, I got to get out of here. You know, I don't want to be like that. And so a bid came open. I was new. Everybody was just overlooking me. They just knew I ain't have nothing coming. But I said, bring me a bed sheet. Oh, you too new, you ain't gonna get that. So many people, I said, man, just get me a bid sheet. And I bid it on it. A few weeks later, after a while, high school buddy of mine drove by and said, Deez, you got that position? I said, what? And they told me what it was. I said, oh, I don't want it. I don't want to be sitting in the office. He said, man, no. You better talk to somebody and find out what you're gonna be doing. I denied it because I thought I was going to be sitting in the office. I said, I don't want to go back in the building. And so it was time for me to take the test. And the lady called me and said, you want to take the test? I said, no, I don't want it. She said, why not? I said, because I don't want to be sitting in the office. She said, Al, go find out what you're going to be doing. I'm going to hold it. She wasn't supposed to hold it for me. Look how God worked. Amen. She was supposed to go to the next guy that's in line. But God held it for me. He created a spot for me. When I found out what I was going to be doing, I said, oh, Lord, yes, I want it. Please let me take that test. Amen. So God will make room for you. Amen. He'll create a spot for you. He's a creator. Amen. God is a creator. So, but you got to finish. You got to stay in this race, man. You got to stay in this walk. Amen. You got to stay with it. It's going to get tough. It's going to get harder before it gets easy. But how many know that it ain't nothing too hard for God? Ain't nothing too hard for God. Amen. If God brought you to it, He'll bring you through it. Yes, He will. And I'm a living witness. If He brought you to it, then Lord, I didn't ask for a lot of this, but He brought me to it. Then God, I'm dependent on you to bring me through it. Amen. How many dependent on God to bring them through it? You dependent on God to bring you through something? If you ain't, but start depending on Him. Start depending on watch and see, don't He bring it. He going to give you your job, Kobe, that you're looking for. You keep believing God. Stay in this race, brother. Amen. Let's go to John 19. Try to wrap this up. God is good, ain't He? He is real good. Yeah, let me start trusting God and asking Lord. I know a lot of people believe that when you get old, stuff's supposed to start happening. I know it happens. But I'm going to think outside the box. God can do anything. Amen. Can He do anything? He can do all things. 19:28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now what? Accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar and they filled the sponge with vinegar and put it up on hyssop and put it to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Bible says, he said after that he had taken that vinegar, they put it to his mouth. He knew that everything that was fulfilled that his father had for him to do. How many want to fulfill everything that your father got for you to do? I want to do everything in my power to fulfill what my father has for me to do. And he knew everything. After that, he knew it was finished. He said, Jesus says, it is finished. Him saying that it is finished is the full penalty of sin was paid for humanity, for the world. Not just for the saved, for the world. It's an opportunity for everybody to get saved. Amen. He said, it's finished. The penalty of sin was done with. It was paid for. There was nothing left unpaid. There was no additional sacrifices needed. And the penalty of this sin was death. Amen. It was death. When Jesus said it is finished, it doesn't mean that no more sin was existing in the world or existing in you. You know, we still got sin in the world, don't we? Amen. It's still lying out there, still murdering, still cheating out there, you know. But sin is still in you. Amen. You're wrapped in it. Amen. You're wrapped in sin. You're wrapped in this flesh. Amen. So sin is still present in the world. It still has its influences and it still has its temptations. Amen. It's still there. It's still there. Paul said, look, but it don't have no dominion over you. It don't, is not your master no more. Let me get to the word. Romans 6 and 12 says, let not sin, Paul says, therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. And Paul said, let not sin reign in your body. You know, how is it that we can't let sin? How do we not let sin reign in our body? Amen. Reign is the word that we're going to focus on. Reign means to rule in your body. Amen. He said, he didn't say that it wouldn't be in you. He said, don't let it, what? Reign in you. Let not mortal sin, don't let it reign in your body. This is why Paul said, I know in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. So it's something in your flesh that caused you to do stuff, you know, and how we don't let it reign is not to let it rule over us. It's not to awaken or stir up what's already in you. Is that all right? You know, I know we saved, but I know that you have a tendency of sinning. And so when you let this sin reign in you, stuff started to happen. And the only way you can stir and wake up what's in you is by not letting your eyes see what it ain't supposed to see, not letting your ears hear what it's supposed to hear, not letting your mind think on what it's supposed to. In fact, Paul tells us what to think on it, don't it? That's why he tells you, you know, think on these things. Because when you're thinking on those things, you ain't got time to think on those other things. Because once you start thinking on those things, once you start hearing those things, it's going to revive that sin in you. You know, you're going to start getting stirred up and be wanting to do it. Now you got to fight. Amen. Now you got to fight the good fight of faith. This is why James said every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his what? Own lust. And is enticed. Your own lust that's inside of you. Then when lust have been conceived, it bring forth. Where does it come from? It bring forth sin. That's James. James 1, 14, 15. He said, then when lust hath conceived, it bring forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, we don't want sin to finish. Amen. We want grace to finish. You know, and when it is finished, it brings forth death. You know, so when you start looking at stuff that you ain't supposed to look at, start listening to things that you're not supposed to listen to, start thinking on things that you're not supposed to be thinking on. That's why David said, I hide the word of God in my heart that I might not sin against you. Amen. And so when you start getting involved in these type of things, it's going to waken that flesh up. That flesh going to want to do it. I don't care how saved you are, how long you've been saved. That flesh going to want to do what you expose it to. Amen. Now, if you don't expose this, it's going to stay asleep. is that all right? It's going to stay dormant. Amen. Is that all right? It ain't going to misbehave. It ain't going to cause you to do things that you're not supposed to do. Paul says in Romans 6:13. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. Yield, everybody driving here just about. You know, yielding, you know, a lot. When you yield, you letting somebody driving aspect. When you yielding, you expect for somebody to get in front of you. Or when somebody yields, you expect for them to let you own a road, a highway, a road. They're yielding. They're letting you get on. Amen. Y'all with me? They letting you to take a ride. When you're driving, it means to give right away to another driver. It means you are being kind, considerate to someone. Hey, is that right? You're being kind to somebody when you yield, hit your brakes, instead of speeding up. You know, you let them get on, all right? But this ain't the time to be yielding, being considerate. You know, they merging on. Paul said, yield yourself unto righteousness. Don't yield to sin. Don't let sin merge on you. Don't let it merge in you. Don't let it get in. You got to run sin over if you have to. Run past sin if you got to. Slow down and just let it get in front of you. All right. But don't let it merge in you. Amen. Don't let it rise up in you. Amen. You can't let sin rise and yield in your members, because once you yield to it, then that's where your members go to work. That's when it gets you in trouble. Amen. That's when you at the altar begging and pleading, God, Lord, forgive me. Amen. And that's all right. That's what you're supposed to be. Amen. But don't yield your members unto unrighteousness. Amen. You got to finish it. So don't let sin merge. You know, don't let it get in you. Get on board. It's already on board, but don't stir it up, what I'm trying to say. Don't let that sin get stirred up. What Jesus did for us on the cross, you know, this sin, you know, sin has no more dominion over you, Paul says. You know, when Jesus, what he did on the cross, you know, sin don't have no more authority, no more power over you. And if it has not, if it have not dominion over, that means it had before. It used to have some power over you. Amen. So what Jesus did on the cross, he finished it. It don't have no more power. It don't have no more authority. Amen. You don't have to obey it. You obey it when you yield to it. Amen. You don't have to. They don't have no authority over you no more. You don't have to be a liar no more. You don't have to be a thief no more. You don't have to tell no stories. Tell the truth. Amen. And the truth will make you free. Amen. Don't be scared of getting in. Don't be scared of getting in trouble. Tell the truth. Shame the devil, as they say. Shame. Tell the truth and shame the devil. So sin, we're made free from sin by the blood of Jesus. But if we still living in his body, and we still have a mind that have learned sinful patterns, so we still going to be fighting. Amen. We still going to be going through. Amen. Therefore, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5:17, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You may have a new spirit. Amen. Your spirit is made new. I believe that. You have a new spirit, but your mind has habits. It has a thought pattern that it learned. Amen. It picked up some stuff along the way that needs to be dealt with. So you got to deal with the mind. Amen. You got to have your mind got to be renewed day by day. Amen. You know, Paul says, if so be that you heard him, Ephesians 4:21-23, and have been taught by him as the truth in Jesus. We're talking about Jesus. If you've been heard him and taught the truth of Jesus, he said, then put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be what? Renewed by the spirit of your mind. Your mind got to be renewed each and every day. And how we renew this mind of ours? How we get those dead thoughts out of there? How we shake them? We got to get in the word. We got to meditate on the word. We got to seek God. That's why he say pray without ceasing. That's why he say seek him daily. Amen. You got to get your mind got to be renewed. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed. He's telling you, don't be conformed to this world no more. You done took up your cross. You start following Jesus. You counted the cost. Don't be conformed. Don't get back to where God has brought you from. Amen. But be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. The proof will be in you. Amen. The bad habits, the patterns of your mind has to be renewed again and again and again. It's a daily sacrifice. Amen. It's a daily process. You got to just, it's not a one-time thing. You got to renew this mind each and every day. Amen. Because if you don't, this mind will have you thinking on some stuff that you ain't been thinking on. If you don't, this man will have you doing stuff that you ain't got no business doing. Amen. You got to renew this thing. This is a process. Amen. It's called sanctification. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit that would that will cleanse you every day, renew you day by day by day. But it's a debt and judgment must fully be paid. And Jesus, he paid the price. Amen. How many know that Jesus paid the price? He did it. He finished it. Ain't nothing you got to do but accept him. Isaiah said, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. He borne all our pains and carried all our sorrows to the cross. So glad that Jesus did it for me. Isaiah said, as if God was punishing him for doing something wrong. They thought that he was being punished for doing something wrong when he went to the cross. He didn't do nothing wrong. He did it just for you, just for me. Amen. He knew what he was doing. He understood what he had to do. Amen. But he knew it wasn't going to feel right. He knew it wasn't going to feel good. So he did bear our sorrows and our griefs. But he was innocent. And he did it for this reason. He says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Not that he did something wrong. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for all of our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, come on somebody, with his stripes we are healed. Let me read this other version. It said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sins, our injustice, our wrongdoing. That's why Jesus was on the cross. That's why he went to the cross. Not because he was wrong. Not because he was a blasphemer. Not because he was a liar. He went for me and for you. And he was crushed, the Bible said, for our injustice, the things that we did wrong. Amen. For our sins. He bore the sin that we should have been bearing. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him. Amen. Everything fell on him. And with his stripes, with the wounds that he had taken, we are already healed. So your sickness has been nailed to the cross. Your disease has been nailed to the cross. Amen. With his stripes, you are already healed. It's finished. Jesus said, it's finished. Whatever that you are going through today, it's finished. Whatever's on your mind that you feel like you can't get past, it's finished. Amen. Whatever you feel like that you've done in the past, it's finished. It's nailed to the cross. He bore your sins, your griefs. All you got to do is accept him. That's it. He said, it is finished. You can't finish nothing until you start it, until you start something. So if anybody out there haven't started anything, haven't started this race, hasn't started this walk with Jesus, you can't finish it. You got to get in it to win it. You got to get in it to finish it. Amen. You got to get in this thing. You can't only finish it. You can only finish it if you start. And Jesus is going to finish it for you. Matter of fact, he already finished it for you. He said, it's finished. All you got to do is enter in. Enter in. Backsliders, you can enter back in. People that have never accepted him, you can enter back in. And when you finish, only you can start. Adam, he started to sin. Jesus, he finished it. And all we had to do is walk in it by faith, and it's completed in us. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life forever. Jesus said, when he said it's finished, he meant that it was all done. There's nothing that you have to do but to accept him as your Lord and your Savior. And amen. I know everybody in here is saved. But to you that's out there that want to enter into this finish race, things has already been completed. You don't have to deal with sin no more. Jesus dealt with it. Ain't nothing you can do. You can't pray long enough. You can't give enough. You can't fast enough. It's already finished. All you have to do is say yes to his will. Yes to his way. Amen. It's as simple as that. He paid it all. A price that he did not owe. Amen. And he stood in our stead. And I am so grateful, so thankful for him for doing, finishing the product. Amen. Finishing his race. Paul said, I have run my course. I have finished my race. He's done everything that the Lord told him to do. Come on, don't. I know you don't feel like giving up. I know you don't feel like giving up. Complete your course. Complete the task that Jesus gave you. You will enter in because he said it's finished. God bless you this morning. We're going to take the communion. Give God some praise this morning. Give him glory for what he did. It's not something that you automatically get. You got to accept him as your Lord and your Savior. You have to. You got to accept him. Lord, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for shedding it, God, for the world, Lord God. We thank you, God. Not only that, Father God, that you hung on the cross and died. We don't leave you on the cross. God, on this day, Lord, one day, God, early one Sunday morning, God, the first day of the week, God, you rose again, Lord God. So we serve a risen Savior. Lord, we know that you're not dead. We know that you live forever, Lord. And so shall we, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, bless us and keep us, Lord God. Watch over us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.